You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
You're busy with your phone over there.
Yeah.
Apparently,
there's trolls.
You didn't do what Pastor Sutton suggested yesterday, did you? Because you're on your phone all the time.
I am on my phone all the time.
You know,
it's partially you guys and your Facebook messengers.
I'm not sending any messages. You know, he suggested we change change it to grayscale instead of color so that you use your phone less.
Yeah. I didn't even go and look at where that is yet.
I spent a lot of time trying to figure out how to change it to grayscale, which defeated the purpose. You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find them at cuw.edu. Find out more about what it means to live uncommon. You can find them on our website, kfuo.org, as well in the underwriters section. Good stuff yesterday, good stuff today, all about... You put the phone down.
And now I'm looking for where it is. You reminded me I was going
to
do that.
It took
I should
me
just hide this
out.
Somewhere. I'm going to place it away from me.
Oh, man.
Technology. Man, it's going to get me in
Did
trouble.
You learn nothing yesterday?
Apparently not.
We have more to learn today. We're going to the Consortium for Classical Lutheran Education Conference, their annual conference. This is a CCLE 18 taking place in Texas. Reverend Paul Kane joining us by phone this morning is board member of the Consortium for Classical Lutheran Education. Pastor Kane, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning and howdy from Texas.
Howdy.
Howdy.
How are things at, you all are in Plano, Texas, is that right?
That's right. That's on the Dallas side of DFW.
Wonderful.
And it's a long drive from Wyoming.
It's a lot of states. A lot of land to cover.
You can actually spend 2 days driving across Texas. Now, if you're just going to Plano, that's not as
just
far.
Just going to Plano.
If you were going all the way down to like Corpus Christi, yeah, it could take you, or El Paso.
Another day.
Yeah. Take you another whole day. This is CCLE 18 this year. What's happening at the Consortium for Classical Lutheran Education Conference this year?
Well, you can check us out on Facebook. We've had some live Facebook video of our plenary speaker, Dr. Gene Edward Vies. He's talking about our theme, Next Steps for Classical Lutheran Education, Our Heritage and Our Future. In yesterday's presentation, he talked a lot about how the early Lutherans, Luther, Melanchthon, Sturm, and Bugenhagen, did education. And today, he gave us a review of how that changed in the lifetimes of our listeners, even in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and how we, as members of the consortium, pastors, teachers, home educators, etc., are trying to bring back our Lutheran heritage right now. And so my presentation yesterday on books, the books you need to read and why, was just one. We've got almost 200 registered. It's our largest conference of all the 18 from 22 different states. And we're having fun in the heat, even though it's been 104.
Whew, that beats us up here. it's probably not a dry heat though, is it?
Well, it is drier than Houston, I'm told.
Well, that's good at least. You mentioned some of the speakers. I'm just perusing on my technology, perusing the other the session descriptions are fascinating. What are some of the other things that people are able to learn at this conference?
Well, we try to have something for everyone. If you're new to us, you can visit ccle.org and take a look at a backlog of papers on our comprehensive media page. Some of the sessions that we recommend for new folks is what's classical about classical Lutheran education. And you can understand that this is our heritage of Western civilization. If you want to train your children to be free citizens, as Christians, this is the education for them. A second one in the new person track would be what's Lutheran about classical Lutheran education. And Dr. Vieth just reminded us of the basic fact this morning that this is our Lutheran educational heritage. In some places, in some ways, we've gotten away from it, but now's the time to come back. As Dr. Korchak writes in his book, Lutheran Education from Concordia Publishing House. He's at Concordia Chicago. And then I have the privilege of doing the third track, the third part of this newbie track, tomorrow, where how do you tie this all together? How do you complete your own education, re-educate yourself, prepare to teach your own children, or prepare to teach in a classical Lutheran school like we have all over the country, from New Mexico and Virginia, Texas, Wyoming, Montana, Minnesota, and many other states. We just don't have time in a brief coffee hour.
And you mentioned that there's something for everybody here, and that this is the largest conference that you've had. Who is attending this conference this year?
Well, we've got a variety of folks, from homeschool parents to pastors that have Lutheran schools or congregations that might be interested in starting them. We've got some teachers and administrators from current LCMS schools that are looking at converting their school over to classical. And as always, we've got our dedicated board members of the CCLE and lots of teachers who are in the trenches of their Lutheran schools year in and year out.
I want to touch base on one of the presentations you shared, books you need to read and why. There was a post on social media yesterday about that and caught my attention. What are some of the books you need to read and why, Pastor Kane?
Well, I knew that we've got a lot of readers in attendance, so I started with book lists: Scripture, the Lutheran Confessions, and the Church Fathers. We don't read enough Luther as Lutherans, and that's a point I should have emphasized even more yesterday. But after that, we've got some basic books on classical Lutheran education. We've got a curriculum resource guide that helps people know where to start. We've got a handbook on classical Lutheran education. You can use your technology and go to Amazon and see if you can pick up a late Prime Day deal. In addition to that, there's a whole collection of some of the best works of Western civilization called the Great Books. And on the little post that we had on social media yesterday, it was a quote that, I was surprised it was chosen. I've been trying for a long time to figure out how to explain what is the significance of the great books. And there are ones that are true, good, and beautiful, that encourage us toward a wise and eloquent piety. But then there are other ones that are just so influential, even though they're not Christian in substance and content or even in worldview, we need to know about them. The Odyssey, the Iliad, the Aeneid from ancient times were written by pagan authors, yet we can understand them and appreciate them as Christians. In addition, we have modern pagan authors. How about Marx? And these are folks that we need to be aware of because of growing or resurgent influence of things like socialism, even in America today. Our own church body president, C.F.W. Walther, he's famous for his works, Law and Gospel, the Proper Distinction of Law and Gospel, Church and Ministry, better translated Church and Office in the new edition. But he also wrote a book on communism and socialism as threats to Christianity. Maybe that's one I need to add to my recommended book list.
That sounds like a fascinating list.
It does.
I would never get anything else done if I were reading all of those, but they sound fascinating. What has been the highlight of the conference for you so far, Pastor Kane?
The highlight so far has been all of the things behind the scenes. The speakers are great, and I've learned something from every session I've gone to, and this is my 10th conference that I've been able to attend out of the 18 and 6 as a speaker. But to meet other people that are doing the same thing that you are, trying to do this recovery effort of reclaiming the education that our Western civilization intended for us, all the way back to the Greeks and the Romans. It's how they train their children as opposed to their employees or slaves. It's how the Lutherans intended to teach everybody, boys and girls, no matter their economic status. It's the education that the American founding fathers had, And when the Saxons, forefathers in our LCMS, came here, it's the education that they intended for us, to see other people from all around the country, clergy and lay, professors and teachers in the trenches, church schools and home schools, all walking hand in hand. It's just really inspiring and encouraging. And I encourage your listeners to learn more about us at ccle.org.
Has this become kind of a family reunion of sorts for all of you?
Yeah, that really is the emotional feeling behind it.
So we have...
You get to see folks that you met so long ago and renew ties and encourage one another and learn and teach.
CCLE.org, that's where everybody can find information about this conference and upcoming conferences. Is there anything else coming up in the near future?
That's a great question. We plan to have an annual conference until the Lord returns. We have not yet announced next summer's location or dates, but you can go to ccle.org. You can see schedules, brochures from every one of the 18 so far. Our conference media page has past papers, past presentations. And if all of us can be patient just a little while longer after conference, we'll have a whole new crop of video on YouTube of many, many of the presentations shared here. So even when some of our participants get to listen to the podcast, even if they missed out on a presentation while they're here, because they had to choose between four they just so wanted to hear, they can go back and watch the ones that they missed the first time around.
Well, with all the triple-digit temps this week, I'm guessing you might choose a cooler location next year. Well, thank you so much for checking in with us this morning. Blessings on the rest of the conference. The Reverend Paul Kane, he's a board member for the Consortium for Classical Lutheran Education. Thanks for being our guest on the Coffee Hour.
Thanks for having me back. God bless your day.
Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to get conventional.
Yes.
Secretary of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod joining us in studio, talking about the district conventions and what's coming up, what to look forward to in next convention. You listen to Coffee Hour.